Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Right now at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory, save 50 to 70% off everything in stores and online. That's right, 50 to 70% off everything. Celebrate the 4th with dresses from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. And at Gap Factory stores, tees start at $4.99. Plus, save an extra 40% off clearance. Sale ends Tuesday. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store, or shop us online.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, and welcome once again to the BA Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Health Care Show, and I'm your host, Bill. And today I'm going to be talking, once again, introducing one of my new products, old new products. I'll explain more about that in a moment, the BA Sales Liberty Wristband, and my marketing program, marketing it as a medical device for handicapped dog walkers. And I'll be talking about a program that I'm trying to launch both in through my manufacturer and the owner of Liberty Wristband, Bill Feldman, who gives me all his good graces as being the distributor here in the Northeast region, the Liberty Wristband. Actually, here in Portland, Maine, is where the product got launched about 3 years ago. I've talked about that. It's well documented on the internet and over at my website. You can check out the histrionics about Bill, who is a veteran himself. And what I'm trying to do is give an overview of the Liberty Wristband first. Liberty Wristband is the world's first and only hands-free device for safe, comfortable, and controlled dog walking. It's the simplest devices sometimes in our lives make the most difference. And of course, this is a device that's unique. It's the greatest innovation to dog walking since the leash itself. When you walk your dog using a Liberty wristband, both of your hands are kept free, but you still have essential control. There's no more grip fatigue, no more wrist wrapping. You enjoy full use of both of your hands while securely maintaining control of your pet. The product actually received the 2015 year Pet Magazine Award for the most innovative product for that year. Again, you can check out that at my website, the Pet Business Editor's Choice Award winner over at my website. And most importantly, if you ever need to leash your dog for any reason, the exclusive spring-loaded manual mechanism quick release system is a patent pending, which allows you to free your dog should the situation dictate it, just with a simple tug. And you can check out more of this description of the product itself over to my today's blog, and I've given a link over at the blog. And what I've been doing is I've been conferring with Bill Feldman, the owner, and reaching out both locally, regionally, and nationally, supporting disabled and handicapped veterans to start out with service dogs. NBA Sales believe service dogs can provide physical and emotional support for returning war veterans. I believe in the process and the program itself, especially those suffering with PTSD. BA Sales wants to assist veterans in learning how to safely and enjoyably walk a service dog and provide this one-of-a-kind innovative medical hands-off device to partner providers. As I say, starting out locally here in the Portland, Maine area and then carrying over nationally and regionally through my e-commerce website over at kennelkelp.com. BA Sales distributes the Liberty wristband. Again, Bill Feldman is indeed a veteran. He actually launched the program after coming to Maine from Florida, adopting his pet Henry, which the whole program revolves around, and he launched the program here in Portland, Maine in 2014. BA Sales continues to educate and introduces the general public as to how this medical device will bridge the gap to handicapped service dog owners walking service dogs with hands-off control. This medical device provides an effective therapy option for veterans coping with both visible and invisible wounds, such as the case with PTSD. Service dogs are helping veterans overcome visible and invisible wounds, and BA Sales and Liberty Wristband wants to support how these dogs and veterans work together to thrive in life. So BA Sales and Liberty Wristband will help to relieve the pains and emotional distress. A service dog can help veterans reestablish the sense of the team that they experienced while they were actually serving in the military. Walking the pet becomes instantaneously more enjoyable, and it does facilitate, if indeed they are disabled, wheelchair-bound. Combined with my BA Sales dog aromatherapy and dog paw pad butters, both the pet and the disabled vet will feel the bond more expeditiously and relaxingly as they are introduced to their new service dog through these respective agencies that I'm hoping to interface with. BA Sales seeks to help fund awareness and training for canines who provide life-changing services to brave veterans who have given our country so much. I will be establishing a donation fund as the service-providing agencies contact me as a liaison for their recipient clients. There's many things that I have in mind, being able to provide the product itself to the recipient patients, having these be fundraisers, donating a percentage of sales at my e-commerce website, a combination of all of the above, setting up events both locally and regionally to promote the product. And I'm also looking for dealers, for casual pet walkers, and for several of my other custom line products, but also for dealers and regional pet shops and pet shop providers that would align themselves not only with Animal Rescue, which I'm also a proponent and contributor and supporter of, but I also want to initiate launching this program in support of all handicapped owners, be them veteran or otherwise. This is one program that I'm talking today that would be an umbrella for broad-based service dogs, which would come under any category of therapy dogs, guide dogs, helping the blind, military dogs, canine dogs, police dogs. I'm actually working with a neighbor who's a member of the local police force with her own dog. I'm hoping to interface here in Maine with the Maine Dog Training Academy. So I'm looking to really intensify this and get it off the ground, I'm trying to reintroduce it to the Planet Dog in Portland that used to be offered the product when Bill Feldman first introduced it there at the time. So BA Sales is helping to reestablish productive lives for these handicapped veterans, and highly trained service dogs can help veterans thrive by providing companionship as well as physical assistance. The BA Sales Liberty Wristband and my BA Sales Dog Aromatherapy can make that transition so much easier. It's estimated that Afghani and Afghanistan and Iraqi war veterans have sustained traumatic wounds limiting their daily activities and quality of life. That number of returning vets is somewhere around a million plus, unfortunately ever increasing. And BA Sales wants to help these service dog owners enjoy their pets even more, reducing the stress of everything that they're going through by allowing them to use this apparatus and give them hands-off complete control of the service dog. And as I said earlier, there's many ways to introduce the program, the product to the training dogs themselves as I align myself with these agencies and sponsorships for veterans and guide dogs and service and therapy dogs moving forward. More than 350,000 veterans have contacted the Veterans Administration for help with post-traumatic disorder alone. This is why I'm starting today to gear it around introducing it under the umbrella of veterans with PTSD. Providing relief service dogs provides relief by helping with balance and mobility issues from loss of limbs and sight and hearing impairment. This is where the Liberty wristband would afford and secure complete control regardless of the handicap, be it wheelchair-bound, missing limbs, or hearing and or sight impaired, or any of all of the above. BSL's Liberty wristband accentuates this development by serving as a medical device working in conjunction with the service dog's training. This device can be used as a training tool for the dogs to recognize emotional cues and triggers for veterans with PTSD. Training dogs for service dogs, therapy dogs, and training dogs takes an inordinate amount of time and money in and of itself, and BH Sales wants to help. And I'm seeking to align myself with service dog providers and all dog owners. And this campaign is for sight, hearing impaired, and wheelchair-bound and service and guide dog owners. The cost to train one service dog for duty can be more than $30,000 and take up to 2 years. You can help these veterans with your purchases of these products for your own pets. And any of my products, as far as that goes, I'll set up a fund to increase and contribute a percentage for this fund. I'm looking for dealers of these products, as I said earlier, and I'm hoping to interface with liaison contact personnel from these agencies, and the Liberty wristband assists as a training hands-off device for the dogs and the service dog owner. Now, my aromatherapy, I'm also meeting with my manufacturers, Kathy Danelle Vidcak of My Blissful Dog, Custom Maine BA Sales, Dog Butters, and I also feature her line of shampoos and soaps, and I've talked about my own Kettle Kelp private label soaps coming on out in probably July and August, blueberry, and talking with Kathy only at this juncture via email. We've got some plans at least on the table to talk about a prototype that's back going around in my head about a dog walking kit that would include all of my products potentially. But I've got to talk with her about the aromatherapy side and maybe including the Liberty wristband in a retail blister pack or some such thing. If it's feasible and doable, and we'd have to do, you know, survey and study and so forth and interface with her clientele and all of that, because she has a huge Amazon presence, as does Bill Feldman on Amazon. And in Kathy's case, she deals with many department stores and large store chains, so this may be a potential interest for dealers under the umbrella of some sort of package deal for her products and my own. Now, the difference in the recipe of the dog butters is exclusive to my own ingredients that they manufacture for me, which would be my Power Trio Kennel Kelp Icelandic Kelp Powder, my Aquaterra Clay, and my Diatomaceous Earth, combined with essential oils and shea butter recipes. I've talked in previous issues about vendor transparency, fully open and transparent. With Kathy, I often reference her direct website, Bill's direct website, in regards to the Liberty wristband. We're all working behind the scenes in conjunction to provide potential new retail packages that would be beneficial to retail proprietors. And then, of course, you can buy direct from Kathy on her website or my own. And with about 90 seconds left, hopefully in the fall, as things settle down, we're all extremely busy over the summer. They're launching two new lines of products themselves. So I'm hoping to line them up maybe for potential guests on the show moving towards fall. I'll have more information for you moving forward. So for today, always remember that BH Sales promotes good health in all animals and humans. Thanks, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Banana Republic Factory, save 50 to 70% off everything in stores and online. That's right, 50 to 70% off everything. Celebrate the 4th with dresses from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. And at Gap Factory stores, tees start at $4.99. Plus, save an extra 40% off clearance. Sale ends Tuesday. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store, or shop us online. Right now at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory, save 50 to 70% off everything in stores and online. That's right, 50 to 70% off everything. Celebrate the 4th with dresses from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. And at Gap Factory stores, tees start at $4.99. Plus, save an extra 40% off clearance. Sale ends Tuesday. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store, or shop us online.
Well, hello and welcome once again to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, and I'm your host, Grandpa Bill. Welcome to the show. On Thursday morning, October 22nd, at about 4:48 or 4:43 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Grandpa Bill, welcome again. The show will be about an hour or two. And continue by segueing right into our continuing dissertation of the book Portland Undercover, How to Visit New England's Hippest City Without Looking Like a Tourist, authored by Chris Berry, back in the year 2000, from the then publication on a local level in Portland, Maine, the Casco Bay Weekly. So continuing with random chapters in our exploration of Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, 20 years ago, if you will, up to and including presently, under the auspices of Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, mostly in regards to my present efforts in the marketing network and the network marketing of the small business network marketing alignable. Welcome one and all, CTFO and ubiquitous audiences. So continuing reading from the book, this chapter is chapter 7, called Going Downtown, pertinent to Portland, Maine, the year 2000.
walking down Conda Street is the closest Maine has to a big city experience. Screaming sirens from police cruisers and fire engines echo loudly. Off the main tunnel of brick buildings that line the street, bike couriers dodge buses and delivery trucks. Panhandlers beg for spare change. And bin tippers, the street name for those who collect cans for the nickel deposit, rummage through trash barrels. Maine College of Art students with multiple body piercings and hair of every color stand on the red brick sidewalks along downtown office workers, taking smoke breaks. Once again, this is 20 years ago, Portland, Maine. Continuing. Bankers and business people rush to important meetings past elderly Portlanders relaxing on park benches. Curious tourists point their cameras skyward, photographing the distinctive 19th and early 20th century architecture. Even at night, Congress Street is busy. The location of several big city-type apartment buildings makes for steady foot traffic by main standards at all hours as people stroll the sidewalks. Some are drunk, stumbling home after an evening in the old port. Some work in the bars or other late-night gigs. And some are just lonely insomniacs out wandering. Conda Street wasn't always bustling. Back in Portland's early days, this area, a half mile from the waterfront, was left undeveloped because it was too far from the harbor. After the British destroyed the city with a naval bombardment in 1775, the wealthiest townspeople decided to build stately abodes on Conda Street, out of cannon range from future attacks from ocean-going armadas. Over the years, grand hotels and multi-story office buildings replaced some of those first homes, and Conda became the city's focal point of commerce and government. But disaster struck once Americans became addicted to their automobiles. Portland's population dropped as locals were moved to the prospering suburbs. New retail centers sprung up outside city limits. Urban blight hit the city hard. The once proud business center became an avenue of vacant storefronts for almost 30 years. All the redevelopment schemes failed. Then in the mid-90s, the city council renamed the area the Arts District, and Betty Noyce purchased a chunk of downtown to revitalize it. Slowly, restaurants and shops filled the empty storefronts, and the office spaces above in the depiction in the book. High-tech companies, law firms, ad agencies, and artist studios have great views of urban life. Several performance venues are located here, and so are many of Portland's best galleries and museums. The tour starts in front of City Hall, from the Congress and Exchange Street intersection. Designed by Carrier and Hastings, the same architects responsible for the New York Public Library, is the third City Hall built on this location. The first, was destroyed by the Great Fire of 1866, and its replacement once again burned in 1908. By 1912, the new imposing City Hall opened with a 200-foot-tall tower building with granite from North Jay, Maine. Take a walk inside to admire the elaborate staircase and details of the Second Renaissance Revival period. There's a restroom on the second floor. Check out the State of Maine room and the City Council chambers, dark and serious, with polished wood and fancy lecterns. In addition to the standard governmental offices, City Hall is also home to the Merrill Auditorium, a recently renovated 1,900-seat performance hall. That's included in this book, again, more on the Merrill Auditorium in Chapter 10 of this book, again, published in the year 2000, Portland, Maine, in the year 2000. Let's just read along a couple more paragraphs and we'll continue this again at another time. And I highly would recommend this book. It's very humorous. It gives a good depiction of what Portland was, in the regards of tourism and the shops and so forth, and then flashing forward up to the year 2020. We'll be looking at the things that normally occur in two decades as it pertains to businesses, death attrition, sales of businesses, so-called developments within the city, and so forth. So one more paragraph here from the book. The city is run by a 9-member council led by a figurehead mayor. But the real power is wielded by the council's hired hand, the city manager. Taxpayers can thank the Ku Klux Klan for the city manager form of rule back in 1923, eager to eliminate the Irish, Catholic, and Jewish influence from Portland politics. Back in 1923, the Klan heavily backed a referendum to abolish the Board of Aldermen and a mayor. In the days prior to the election, the Klan staged rallies attended by thousands, claiming that cronyism would disappear under the new form of government. The measure passed. That was the Klan's shining moment in Portland. It became inconsequential soon after. Portlanders were satisfied with the arrangement. A recent effort to strengthen the mayor's job was rejected by voters in the year 2000. Across the street from City Hall is the Portland Press Herald in the year 2000. You'd think the daily newspaper's proximity would mean extensive coverage of political goings-on. Alas, that's not the case. This is in the year 2000. A block from the newspaper on the same side of the street, you'll find the downtown station, one of 3 post offices in the area. Cross Congress Street at the start of the commercial district to check out the architecture of the Masonic Temple at 415 Congress Street. Or take a gander at the back of Portland High School by walking down Freshman Alley around the corner. At the Temple Street intersection is the beautiful First Parish Unitarian Universalist Church. Back in 1740, when Congress Street was still forest, Portlanders built a wooden meeting house on the site, and Maine's Constitution was drafted here in 1819. The current church was built in 1824 and is the city's oldest house of worship. First Parish is often open to the public, hosting a noonday concerts, lecture, and other events. Sneak a peek inside and don't miss the garden on the left side of the church. is a perfect picnic spot and quiet refuge from the downtown bustle. Continuing down Congress Street, you'll spot the Pierce Atwood Building, a 10-story monstrosity built in 1970 on the site of the old United States Hotel. At this spot in 1809, according to a plaque near this building, Portlanders were the first Americans to actually look at a caged leopard. The bank tower overlooks Monument Square, which is actually a triangle. Lady Victory, Portland's bronze bombshell, a memorial to fallen Union soldiers, stands watch over the brick plaza, providing pigeons a place to roost. During the summer, the square is abuzz with activity. It's a popular site for demonstration and protest of all sorts. Evangelical preachers praise God here. Sidewalk musicians play for tips, sometimes competing with lunchtime concerts regularly sponsored by the downtown district or local radio stations. Hungry? Monumental Pizza has good slices, or enjoy a steamed hot dog from a sidewalk vendor. Then people watch. Check out David's for a slightly more formal but hip lunch, dinner, or drinks. Coffee by Design has strong coffee and other caffeinated beverages. And if you can't resist making photocopies while on vacation, Kinko's is always on the storefront at the Lancaster Block, a 6-story commercial building built in 1881. I'm going to stop right here once again. The book is entitled Portland Undercover, How to Visit New England's Hippest City Without Looking Like a Tourist, offered by Chris Battery, who was then a roving reporter, if you will, Casco Bay Weekly, local publication. Again, the book was authored in the year 2000. Quickly, on the back of the said book, reviews, if you will, everything you've ever wanted to know about Portland, and some things you probably shouldn't. Herb Adams, Portland politician and historian on a local level, he most assuredly was a Portland politician, but this man, Herb Adams, you need to know a historical fact about Portland, Maine. He's the man. His review of the book. And then Chris Berry has revealed all of Portland's secrets, disclosed the places tourists really and usually don't find, and exposed the curiosities of the city's furry underbelly, things that were heretofore known only to us locals. Elizabeth Peavy, Portland columnist and bon vivant. Maine's newest guidebook is an irrelevant but straight-shooting guide to the Casco Bay area. Author, reporter Chris Berry, ex-coast guardsman and lobster fisherman, pulls no punches in directing vacationers through his favorite haunts. Although his book boasts a traditional format with maps, walking tours, and listings for nearly 100 eateries, local accommodations, and shops, Barry also offers many quirky extras. A quick snippet about the author. Chris Berry works undercover, and his mother complains he can't keep a job. He served in the U.S. Coast Guard, then labored on a lobster boat for 2 years out of Matinicus, a remote Maine island. He's tended bar, sold health food, written advertising copy, and worked as a newspaper reporter. Now he writes poetry about drunken sailors. He lives in Portland with photographer Shoshana White and their dog, Mabel. Email him at portlandundercover@hotmail.com. Once again, good luck with that, as this book was written in the year 2000. We'll be back. That segment will continue in future events as we look at Portland, Maine then, and Portland, Maine now, under the auspices of my advertising campaign, newsletter offering, and so forth, over to the Alignable Small Business Networking Marketing System. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. It's Grandpa Bill here. I want to talk to you about a product that's offered by the Health Food Ranger, one of my participating vendors in the Direct to the Manufacturer program. And I want to talk to you about mango pieces in general, overall. But I want to talk, I did talk over at my Kennel Kelp Holistic Healthcare Products CTFO, the most recent episode over there. I've been talking a lot about whey powder and Cellusive and some of our products, the keto diet, as it would pertain to recovery for addicts, and in my own case, recovery through alcoholism, and how I developed this diet with a lot of help. Talk about, oh, I don't know, 7 years ago in my recovery, as far as the nutrition value, designing a diet that's nutritious for the body through recovery. In any case, the whole show is dedicated over there. This would be a great addition into that program that's outlined there, or in any application. You don't have to be an addict to enjoy organic mango pieces. Freeze-dried organic mango pieces in a 10-pound can, number 10 can, in a 2-ounce. Mangoes are succulent, brightly colored superfruits that simultaneously actually are nutritious and delicious. Because they are packed with nutrients, mangoes are a healthy way to indulge your sweet tooth without the guilt of consuming processed sugars with candy. Freeze-dried mangoes taste almost like candy. This super fruit is also very difficult to source, which is why it's usually out of stock everywhere, to include Mike Adams Health Ranger store, and then the present world situation, pandemic and COVID and all that kind of good stuff. So we just acquired a new supply that exceeds all our lab testing requirements, making a limited quantity available while supplies last. Enjoy the tropical taste of delectable mangoes any time of the year with the Health Ranger Select freeze-dried 100% organic mango pieces. Harvested at peak ripeness, these delightful mango pieces have been freeze-dried to retain maximum nutrition and preserve their original flavor and color. You can eat them raw for a quick and crunchy snack, or add water to rehydrate them. And a suggestion would be to add tourmaline spring water. A little sidebar, something I do, not only with the tourmaline spring water and incorporate these mango pieces, I use them in the said aforementioned Extreme Shape and Cellusive product as a varietal element in my imbibing those products. In my case, not for weight control, but again, to continue to evade any cravings that I would have for alcohol through my addiction. Doing quite well in that regard too, thank you very much. We're working on the other parts. We'll talk about those in the confines of today's show in a moment. Continuing here, talking about organic mango pieces. If you're feeling a little bit more creative, you can cut them up into pancakes, mixes, muffins, or other baked goods. You can even sprinkle a few pieces on your cereal, in your yogurt, or on your oatmeal, or blend them into your smoothies for a boost in nutrition, texture, color, and flavor. No matter how you choose to enjoy them, our organic, non-GMO glyphosate tested mango pieces make the perfect snack for every member of the family, and they are indeed back in stock now at the health food. I call him health food. He is technically the health ranger, but he is the health food ranger. My little nickname for my cats. Enjoy the tropical taste of freeze-dried organic mango pieces. In addition to their exotic flavor and unique texture, mangoes boast an impressive nutritional profile. They're low in saturated fat, cholesterol, and sodium, but are high in dietary fiber, making them an excellent addition to your diet. If you want to watch your weight and achieve sensible fitness goals, researchers have also linked eating mangoes to healthy digestive and immune function. Furthermore, mangoes are rich in vitamin A, which is essential for healthy eyes, skin, and hair. And to go back to my aforementioned points over at the CTFO, Dental Kelp Holistic Healthcare Products radio show, also housed here at Anchor. Talked a lot about having your body get back the sugar craving through the withdrawal of alcohol without eating candy and processed sugar. This would be a great way, any fruit, through the natural sugars to get your system back rejuvenated for all the damage that the alcohol, in my isolated case in that show, does to your liver, your gut, your brain, your heart, circulatory system, and so forth. Again, clearly outlined there. Here, this would be a great fruit. I mentioned fruit as natural sugar as opposed to sugar in a diet feeding through recovery, pertinent to bodies. So recovery or otherwise, health rangers select freeze-dried organic mango pieces will and always do deliver vitamins B and C, beta carotene, various antioxidants, and important minerals such as copper, potassium, and magnesium. Our mango pieces are freeze-dried, so they're perfect for long-term storage. Key right now on the developing world horizon, ever-increasing toxicity of foods, waters, soils, food supplies, availability of foods, delivery systems, so forth. Moving forward, everybody should have at least 30 days out of storable food, probably most of the populace continentally, USA, other than of course survivalists who have been prepping for this in excess of 20 years. The likelihood that most households have 30 days out of food is probably in the minority. Some of the health benefits of snacking on freeze-dried organic mangoes, and they are many, does support a healthy digestion, as low-fat, low-calorie, and high-fiber fruit mangoes can do wonders for your digestion. They provide natural dietary fiber and essential vitamins that can help improve the function of your digestive system. Supports a healthy glowing skin and hair. Mangoes contain high levels of vitamins A and C, which help promote the growth of healthy hair and skin. These are also potent antioxidants that can protect your skin from oxidative stress and promote overall health. They support healthy heart functions, magnifier, and healing. Is a unique antioxidant found in mangoes, which can support robust cardiovascular health. Other nutrients that can help promote healthy heart function include magnesium and potassium. Mango chips support a healthy immune system by providing vitamins A and C, which play important roles in the function of your immune system. Even beyond those and these vitamins, mangoes contain a multitude of immune-boosting carotenoids and antioxidants to keep your immune system healthy and strong. Experience the health benefits of freeze-dried organic mangoes today. You can find out more information at my landing page at VPWeb. Stop that over again. https://bhsales.vpweb.com. That landing page, you'll see the Health Food Ranger icon right there. A little bit to the right of the page when you get it there to do so. That would be the way to initiate the program if indeed you want to be availed the opportunity for the BH Sales 5025 virtual vouchers, and then the accessibility for deeper discounting still through the a la carte shopping program if you choose to participate in the expert customer rewards and incentive programs and four distinct auto ship programs that I still offer in semi-retirement back when I was fully offering them as my own business entity with my own websites and shipping product and so forth. So let's get back to the show where we'll continue to talk about health overall, the water. That would be the most suggestible fulcrum of any and all of these smoothies, processing, imbibing, hydrating, rehydrating the body, always tourmaline spring, which is indeed the best water on the planet, anthropogenically free of pollution. So let's get back and talk about those subjects. And before the end of the show, I'll tell you some more interesting tidbits about why mangoes are so good for the body. Let's get back to the show with your host, me, Bradley Bell. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us, folks. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, and welcome back. Show. This will be the wrap for today's show. We'll go about another 10-12 minutes. I want to thank everybody for continuing to come to the show, by the way. I've reached out to several of you privately. I'm trying to catch up in that vein also. I have so many goodwill ambassadors also, and y'all know who you are. But a couple of really quick shout-outs here. Teresa, Anna, Shauna, lots and lots of the team members that are members in a very key role in that regard, in helping out, liking the shows, passing them on, participating. That is so key, whether or not you join up, don't join up, buy the products, don't buy the products. Somewhere along the line, you never do, whatever, you're integral in building the team and passing the message forward, pardon me, is so key to our efforts in revamping this allegiance of intuitives, authors, spiritual-minded folks, Seth Wisanski's, Veda Austin's, all of their peripheral audience over in their endeavors at their own podcast shows, what they provide individually, collectively, more so all based on the heart-brain connection, what we all are, what we all have been. It's all based on that together in unison. Pardon me, to continue to change what we've been lied about and malaligned on just about everything for so many decades, certainly medicinally, certainly foibles, what we've been taught in the way of what is supposed to be right or what we're supposed to do in a certain situation and all of that, which we've talked at length. And again, why I'm with these folks for more so their products and what they bring to the table, but self-serving, getting a lot of therapeutic value out of it myself through ongoing treatment of my own addiction. And also what it's enlightened me to reconnect with what I knew as a very early child, but always stumbled, bumbled, fumbled, because I'm now a well-seasoned geriatric. And back when I knew a little something about a little something, I didn't know anything about anything yet, if any of that makes any sense, because I always had these feelings within my body that I knew it was different. I just did. I didn't know how to frame it, I didn't know how to project it. And I had the affinity with water, being a water sign, Pisces, right from day one. And I always knew about it, and it took me years to know what I already knew, and denial is more than a river in Egypt, and all of that stuff that comes with addiction, self-induced abuse, and then all the toxicity that's been programmed in the world forever and ever, and all these career choices, being exposed to toxicity and chemicals, and what I was representing, the environments that I was in, put the two together. So don't bore me, folks. Trauma, we've all had it. You know, I bounced off a pavement with my head and got all these multiple injuries and central nervous disorder and blah, 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 amalgam fillings, toxicity. The point being, when I finally addressed doing something about my addiction, which for me, in earnest, emphasis on earnest, fell off the wagon and all that crazy stuff that comes with the addiction many times before I started to really get to the point where I wanted to do it in earnest. And the bottom line, it all fell back to the central theme that I've done everything for the last 13 years. It's about my granddaughter. It's about my granddaughter. It's about my granddaughter. It's about my granddaughter, my posterity, and of course my adult world, child, son, and his wife, and my immediate family. But it's about our posterity. Every single thing in my directional value for the last 13 years, what I do, how I do it, naming a company for my granddaughter when it was alive, while specializing in all these health products and their private label and all of that when I was in existence doing so that way. That's why I continue to do them as an a la carte option for my wholesale shopping club, which I do promote in retirement. That's what allows me to continue to do these shows, get improvements for the equipment, the mics, like you heard. I don't know these folks. We're compadres in business, we're compadres in what we're driving at and so forth over to the Trees podcast. I don't have to know them yet, which I hope to do at a deeper level moving forward. I already know we're kindred. I already know. They're on board without knowing they're on board. They are part of me. Obviously, they are part of the promotion of understanding the product, medicinal value, what it is, what it isn't, so on and so forth. Again, couldn't be more advantageous timing. I'm a big proponent and believer in that. This is all starting to gel a little bit more with my analogies that you've heard me talk about for years about holistic healthcare products being a great big jigsaw puzzle, if you will. My analogy with all the intricate little parts snapping together through symmetry and working together synergistically. I've talked all about hydrophilic, hydrophobic, companion products. We'll continue to do so. The differences amongst what we have, they don't, vice versa. No one's a competitor. All these vendors are students have been on my show. Not so much cross-promoting from maybe the way yet of formalized sales for each other's wares or what have you, but you can hear them because they have an appreciation for the purity, clarity, what the nutrients are of each other's products, what they bring to the end result. Why? Because we're still all in the end result of providing healing service, in the end result of trying to alleviate pain, malady, suffering, and all these horrible things and toxins that have been programmed so long and only continue to get worse. to include whatever COVID is and isn't, to whatever degree it is or isn't, obviously reflective of it is why we're all being affected by it as we speak. Gonna end the show right on that note today. Thanks for joining us here. Please continue to do so. Always remember that BH Sales, Kennel Health, Beta Sample Products, CTFO, all of these supplying vendors, the peripheral audiences, the astute-like individuals, goodwill ambassadors, the people in mass that want to do it the right way, calmly, serenely. We've got some work to do. We've got some explaining to do, Lucy. But we all promote fit health in people, their pets, their people, plants and the planet. Thank you, everyone, for continuing to listen in. Hopefully, it's being perceived as a harbinger of good information. That's always been my intent. It's always actually been my capacity. And maybe learned a little something through attrition for doing it myself for just about a half a century. Bye-bye for now. Please do continue to refer the shows. You're helping out with the algorithms of social media and platforms by liking it and pre-sharing it. And CTFO members, welcome with their guests and invited audiences. If you've done so, please join us over to the sales meeting tonight, Thursday, and join in my show over to the Kennel Culpalistic Healthcare Product CTFO show, where we talk about the 14-day keto program and how that is also a great way to abate cravings going through specifically my own case of alcoholism. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. See you the next time around. Thank you, everyone.